Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Anchoring Your Dreams with Chanel A. Watson, the podcast experience. This is episode one, and we will be focusing on how to get out of our own way and how not to let fear of success stop us from being successful. The biggest thing with this episode is not to come in with a preconceived notion that afterward you will immediately begin to get out of your own way, because it is a process that doesn't happen overnight. It may take us some time to become unstuck, and how long it takes us is solely dependent on the effort we put into the process of changing our mindset. But I don't want you to become discouraged with an expectation that is not realistic, so I just wanted to put that out there before we begin. If we think about it, it took us however many years to become stuck in our own way, so becoming unstuck will take some time as well. Now, even though I don't want you to come in with the expectation this change will happen overnight, I do want you to know that after this episode, you will have 5 key steps you can take from this to begin the process of getting out of your own way. Now, you may ask me, Chanel, what does getting out of your own way mean? And I'm glad you asked. Getting out of your own way means moving beyond your comfort zone, and it means to literally stop the mental hold we place on ourselves, whether we know it or not. Now, I mentioned earlier there are 5 steps we can take to begin the process of getting out of our own way, and I want to get started right now with just the first step. And that step is to acknowledge that we are, in fact, stopping ourselves from moving forward in our lives. I'm pretty sure we've all heard that the first step to getting over anything is to admit it. And that is so, so very true, especially with getting out of our own way. Because in order to change something that we're doing that's harming us or is delaying any positive growth, we must become consciously aware of what is holding us back. Getting in our own way is a mindset and a form of self-sabotage. It's procrastinating. It's not scheduling our priorities, but everything else instead. It is also us allowing other people to cloud our thoughts or have an impact on our actions when they were not given our vision or know what it is that we truly enjoy doing. So the first step is to consciously acknowledge we are in our own way. The second step is to want to change and take an active part in changing our mindset. I find that the biggest way to change our mindset is to change what we mentally feed ourselves. In the workshop I'm co-teaching, and I'll give you some more details about it at the end of this episode, but one of the biggest things we discuss is changing our mindset. And one of the first things we have students do is speak positively and speak life into themselves by using affirmations. If you're unfamiliar with affirmations, they are positive declarations that you create to affirm or encourage yourself. Now, this is a small step to beginning the change in our mindset. But it is very important to become aware of what we allow to come into our presence. Another thing we can do to begin to change our mindset is becoming aware of who we allow into our presence. And this brings me to the third step, which is tightening our circle of influence. In order to truly get out of our own way, we have to surround ourselves with people who will not allow us to become complacent. These people will help inspire, encourage, support, and challenge you in a way that positive growth in your life is inevitable. Now, it's important that we don't become so dependent on these people to where we are not inspiring, encouraging, supporting, and challenging ourselves. But we do need people around us that will show up in our lives in a positive way. So it's definitely important to choose our circle of influence wisely, and also keep in mind we are a part of our circle of influence, which means we must be aware of how we show up in the lives of our circle and how we show up in our own lives, which goes back to steps 1 and 2. Now, step 4 in getting out of our own way is not telling our vision or goals to any and everyone. Just like we guard our mind and what we let come into it, we must guard our vision. This is important because God, if you're a believer of God, He does not allow or give our vision to everyone. He gives it to us directly. So we must protect it, especially from those who do not understand it. When we begin to tell our vision to whomever may listen, that is when we may be allowing people into our atmosphere that will not help us get to our next level. This is also when doubt, fear, and any negative thoughts begin to creep back into our minds, which brings us back to getting in our own way, and that's what we're trying to get out of. So definitely be particular with whom you share your goals with and your vision. The last step to getting out of our own way is standing in confidence, knowing what our goals and or vision is, what we want to accomplish, and what God has instructed us to do. In order to truly get out of our own way, we have to know that we know what our goals are and what God has instructed us to do. And this is key because we will meet opposition, setbacks, or pauses along the way to accomplishing our goals. But we must be confident and always remember that just because something is not happening right away or how we expect it to happen, we have to persevere because it will come to pass, especially if it's in the will of God. So to recap, the 5 key steps we should focus on when beginning to get out of our own way is 1, acknowledging we are in fact in our own way. 2, wanting to change and take an active part in changing our mindset. 3, tightening our circle of influence. 4, not telling our vision or goals to any and everyone. And 5, stand confident in knowing what our goals are, what we want to accomplish, and what God has instructed us to do. I know and I am very confident that when you begin to apply these steps to your life, that is when you will begin the process of getting out of your own way. And this in turn will help with not letting the fear of being successful stop you from being successful. I just want to reemphasize that this is truly a journey and a process, and it will not happen overnight. But getting out of your own way will happen. We just have to be willing to allow it to happen and happen naturally and in its own course. Now, before I conclude episode 1, I want to briefly talk about the workshop I mentioned before. I'm currently co-teaching with Princess R. Williams. And the workshop is titled Writing the Vision and Walking in Your Purpose, Equipping Your Mind and Soul for 2016 and Beyond. I am truly excited about this workshop, and I'm mentioning it because for the next couple of episodes, I have invited Princess to co-host with me, and we will be talking and teaching you all some of what we are teaching in this workshop. This is going to be an incredible journey, and I look forward to you listening in. As always, if you have any questions or comments, or if you want to add on some additional steps that you think help us get out of our own way, then please feel free to email me at cwatson@chanelawatson.com. And if you would like to receive email updates on when new episodes are released, email anchoringyourdreams@chanelawatson.com. I hope this episode was truly helpful for you, and I hope it helps you to begin the process of getting out of your own way so that we can all be successful and the fear of success isn't something that stops us. I hope you enjoy your day, and as always, stay encouraged.